How else do you think the war affected you in that profession? I mean, you were doing evening classes,
yes.
Long hours of work.
Yes.
I mean, was there, for example, was there a trade union in
yes.
or trade union?
Yes. I became active. In fact, I was a trade union member at the company for what used to be the AEU, the Amalgamated Engineering Union, which has now changed its name. And I was responsible for gaining some recognition for the engineers there, although when the war started, a lot of the firms were subjected to more government control, and a lot of the government regulations fulfilled some of the things that trade unionists were trying to do. And
for example?
Conditions of work.
Right. And canteens, for example.
And canteens and things like that. The number of hours you could work at any one period. And of course, the question of wages. My wages went up to the princely sum of £4 a week. I started at £4 a week, that's right. I'd been getting £2.17 and 6, which was the top rate, the trade union rate, £2.17 and 6 for a qualified engineer when I worked at the textile company. And I joined Taylor Hobson earning that rate, and they immediately offered me £4 a week. And I went on from that. But I would say to this, although I spent 40 years in engineering, I enjoyed every minute of it. But don't go into engineering if you want to make money. I think it's slightly better now, but I will put a very significant mind on that. And I've been talking in the other room about this. The question of sub-post offices cropped up. I parted from engineering after 40 years because I was made redundant 3 times in 6 years. And I was fortunate in that each time I was made redundant, I had no difficulty in getting another job. And this should be a lesson to young people. It was solely because of my qualifications. I know young people deride education sometimes, but I warn them, if you've got good qualifications, it'll help you in life, and it helped me. And as I say, the first time I was made redundant, I got another job at more money. The second time I was made redundant, I got a job at more money. And the last time I was made redundant, I got the highest wage of all, and I was working for the Ministry of Technology when Wedgie Benn was the minister.